Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья, начинаем наш воскресный вебинар.
Hello, dear friends. We're starting our weekly webinar. As usual, we have Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman here. Hello, everyone. My name is Semyon Vinokur, and there is Boris Beler-Tsurkovsky here. And you're not seeing them, but we have here in the studio friends who have come here for the World Kabbalah Convention. We'll turn the cameras around, and here are our friends 2 weeks before the World Kabbalah Convention. They have helped put the Congress together, and we're very happy to see them here. Guys, our topic today. This is the topic. How does the soul of man grow? This is the topic that our friends have put together. How does the soul grow? This is really the most important thing. Dr. Leitman, this is our topic. We have a few excerpts. And we also had some song like this, right? Semyon, maybe the friends remember. Dr. Leitman, maybe they'll find that song in the archive in the meantime. Semyon, look for that song. We had such a song that the soul grows, and it's not so clear how. Boris, it's not really clear how it grows, right? Right. They say in the song that the wise can see the purpose of the soul. Dr. Leitman, okay, so they'll find it in the archive, and then we'll play that song. Semyon, the point is that it's unclear how it grows. Dr. Leitman, it's unknown, that's for sure. But the most important thing is that the person starts feeling how this desire emerges in him of where to go. That is the and why things exist. That is the first expression of the soul. The person doesn't know where that comes from in relation to the intensity of the soul. Each one sees that in the beginning. It's impossible to know. It's not understood. There is something very small, some small interest in something in this life that is unknown. Semyon, this concept of the soul, we always talk about the soul, the soul, the soul. How does the person define the soul, Dr. Leitman? The person doesn't understand what the soul is. The meaning of life, he doesn't understand what the purpose of life is. The question about the meaning of life points to the fact that there is no meaning of life, because if there was a meaning, then you would see it, meaning a person wants to be a builder, the other person wants to be, he wants to have some other profession. Each person finds something. They find their own purpose, not just to earn money for bread, but to somehow find themselves in life. Semyon, in something to find themselves? Dr. Leitman, yes, he feels that he cannot find his place in anything in the world, that everything is empty. Then, when he finds himself in that situation, he feels that the purpose of life isn't in this world, but outside it. And then he already begins a serious search. If it really attracts him, and in our times that is possible, I started this way, and for me it also took many years until I found where and how. It was a few good years, a few dozens of years before I came to Israel, and also in Israel there was a few good years of searching. So it takes time. And each and every one has a point in the heart, and it will awaken in each and every person. The question is when. In our times, it is expressed clearly and in many people. In the past, it revealed in for many generations, it only appeared in very unique individuals. Semyon, there was never such big groups. Dr. Leitman, no. Semyon, so it says that there never were such an awakening of the point in the heart. Dr. Leitman, right. Our group, how it is spread around the whole world, points to very serious advancement that never took place in the past in any such form, and only today it is revealing as such. I never expected it would be like this, because in the time when I started learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, nobody engaged seriously in the wisdom of Kabbalah. There were a few elderly people who studied something there. Also had a neighbor there in Rehovot. His name was Rav Machluf, who lived near me. He was known as a Kabbalah teacher. There was also someone in Tel Aviv, I forgot his name, someone who, an old man who lived by the sea, who taught according to the method of Ramak and the method of the Ari. There was two or three people in these places, usually they were very old, who engaged in the wisdom. I went to those places, but I saw that I couldn't receive anything there. They learn, they read, and that was it. And I need serious explanations with answers to my questions. Therefore, I was incapable of continuing with them. That point demands growth, development. We need at every single moment to feel what that point requires and how we can supply that requirement of it. Because that point in the heart is in an egoistic environment, which is as if some kind of ball, which is entirely the ego, but inside it, that point is completely altruistic. And the question is, how can we, through egoism, aim at altruistic influence so that it will start developing that point? And that truly is a problem. Semyon, it's like an embryo in a shell. Dr. Leitman, I would say it's like an embryo that is in garbage, and the person needs to grow himself as a seed from within the waste. It's quite complicated, but in our time it's all revealed. I wouldn't depict to myself what would we do without our archive. It is so broad, wide, big that you could really lose yourself in there. In my time, it was really the opposite. There was nothing. So it's a different problem. We need, in any case, to continue and continue and continue engaging in dissemination. I'm very happy that we have these young friends of ours here. And we need to make it such that we'll be able to find ourselves in our archive, and that they can also tell us how to improve it so that they'll have it comfortable and easy to find their way through the archive, and then others just like them will be able to find their way there. Semyon, okay, you guys can ask questions. It's very important to us, this live connection. If friends here in the studio want to ask a question, so go for it. We'll translate the question as well if it's not in the language here. Boris. Igor from Odessa. The point in the heart is the seed and the ego is the waste around it. Dr. Leitman, the heart is the waste. It's garbage. It's really like fertilizer. The garbage is really like fertilizer, and then within it, the point in the heart grows. And the point in the heart, which is called a part of God from above, it's a part of the Creator from above. And that same part of the Creator from above needs to begin growing precisely from this world, meaning from this waste, from that same ego. However, it's impossible to disregard it. There are no such concepts or expressions which express this lightheadedness. The Creator on purpose created systems that are opposite, the egoistic system and the altruistic system, so that we could absorb and receive everything from the ego to the extent of importance of altruistic development, meaning as much as we, Semyon, to focus and concentrate on that, Dr. Leitman, as much as we can want altruistic development, to that same extent, we'll be able to, above the ego, get that force of development and then grow onward. That's serious work, continuous work, but precisely in that way we'll be able to grow. Therefore, our entire work is constructed on opposites. Egoism, altruism, the left line, the right line, and the middle line is in how much we can take from that egoism. How can we call it that fertilizer or that waste? And how much we can absorb all that, add it, in order to raise it and develop that point in the heart. Semyon. You know, in our lesson we read excerpts and you explain, so there's an excerpt here of Rabash from his 34th article. One who wants to taste a good taste in life should pay attention to his point in the heart. Every person has a point in the heart, except it does not shine. Rather, it is like a black dot. The point in the heart is a discernment of the nefesh, the soul of kedusha, of holiness, whose nature is a vessel of bestowal. However, she is in a state of shchina, divinity in the dust, meaning that a person regards her as nothing. Instead, to him, she is as important as dust. How can you explain that concept of shchina, divinity in the dust? Dr. Leitman, dust is what is around us, and divinity is that point. That single point from the Creator is in that dust. And by the way, I think they found that song, The Soul of a Person. Can we listen to that song?
Вечный поиск счастья гонит нас вперед. Не дает покоя нам и сна. Долго падать в бездну, но за ней полет. Миг и даль ясна. Душа растет у человека незаметно так. Лишь мудрецу дано увидеть ее рост. Отдача ближнему виднеть другого метода. Наш путь непрост. Душа растет у человека не по времени. Работу сердца совершая вновь и вновь, чтобы в конце произросла на свет из семени любовь. Искра в нашем сердце тянет нас наверх. Не дает покоя нам и сна. Ты упал, товарищ, встань и вновь поверь. Надо все познать. Душа растет у человека незаметно так. Лишь мудрецу дано увидеть ее рост. Отдача ближнему виднеть другого метода. Наш путь непрост. Душа растет у человека не по времени. Работу сердца совершая вновь и вновь, чтобы в конце произросла на свет из семени любовь.
Ну вот так оно и растет.
Соединили точки в сердце.
Да.
So that's how the soul grows, Semyon, the connection of the points in the heart. Dr. Lightman, there's nothing you can do. You need to be concerned about the point in the heart, about that seed and it, the environment that the point in the heart is in, even though the environment is really our whole world. And then also the upper worlds, the impure upper worlds, the klipot, the shells, as they're called. That is something very special, a very special growth in the growth of the soul, but it's negative. That's how it's called. I created the help against him. Semyon, it's interesting how you say it. A negative help in development. Dr. Lightman, yes? Wait, if I want to be a sports person or a serious scientist, so I need to find forces that go against my bodily forces. Otherwise, how can I do that? In spirituality, it's the same thing. However, in spirituality, it's much easier because, as strange as it sounds, in spirituality, we need to understand that only in connection we solve all the problems. It is impossible to solve them if you deal with them alone. You'll simply hit a wall and you'll get stuck there on that same wall. But if you go together, then you create this passageway and you can really pass it like a knife that cuts through flour.
Здравствуйте, Раф.
A knife that cuts through butter.
Sorry.
Plovdiv, question. We have a question from a friend. When the Kabbalist integrates with people, people who don't study, and if he wants to awaken that point in the heart, does he do that, or does he awaken in them the feeling of the Creator? Again, the question. When a Kabbalist integrates with people who do not study Kabbalah, does he help them awaken their point in the heart? Dr. Lightman, yes. He does that. They don't know that, but he awakens them. This field expands around him. He doesn't need to integrate with them. He can integrate only with his friends.
With
normal people who don't get involved in Kabbalah, just people in our world, he integrates with them in this field, not in this direct way, but around him. Around those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, there is this field, this special field that's created, and they're drawn to it, and suddenly they find themselves. He directs them in such a way, because around me expands this field, and others come closer accordingly. Gia from Tbilisi. Hello. You hear me, yeah? We in Tbilisi, we are interested in the wisdom of Kabbalah. The question is, if the ego develops that point in the heart, that special desire, does it develop or not? Dr. Lightman, certainly that point expands just like a seed, precisely like a seed in the soil. If that seed wouldn't have anything from which to get its nourishment, it's according to that that it grows. Is there an environment that nourishes that seed? That depends on it. The connection, which is correct between the seed and the environment, that's what we need to do. And the environment is us, our friends, the group. All this big world group and afterward the whole of humanity. When we somewhat, more or less, gather that entire system to that extent, the seed also grows. And the seed is composed of many small seeds of each and every one of us that we gather in the 10, meaning together. It doesn't matter whether it's a 10 or 5 people or 2 people. St. Petersburg question. Hello, Dr. Lightman. I have this big question. I hope that you answer it. It's acceptable to think that after the awakening of the point in the heart, the soul starts growing, but it doesn't really take place that way always. For example, Gershom Scholem is a very smart person, where he developed among the Orthodox. Dr. Eichmann, I'm sorry. Don't give an example of Gershom Scholem. He doesn't have anything respectable about him. Secondly, the point in the heart, when it starts developing, so then it starts growing and growing, and it grows. According to the dependence of the nourishment that you give it. Gershom Scholem, it's a person who is not a Kabbalist. He maybe presented himself as a Kabbalist, but let's not talk about such people. I understand that you have a wide, broad amount of literature that you can get confused with. We will try to gradually explain what we can use and what we cannot. Gershom Scholem, he is not accepted by any serious Kabbalists in Israel. So, next question. Nur Sultan. Good evening, Dr. Leitman and the World Kli. The intensivity of the influence of the light, is it similar in each and every degree, or is it that the higher the degree, the more influence of the light? Dr. Leitman. Naturally, according to the need of the point of the heart to develop in adaptation to its environment, so the point in the heart invites the awakening upon it of a stronger influence of the light. We learn that in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Talmud Esa Sefirot. There, it is detailed in this precise way, five lights, Naran Chai as it's called, and in each and every degree, the lights change according to the intensity of the demand, of the need of the for the nourishment of the soul. Minsk, question. My name is Ekaterina. Good evening. This is the question. If the point in the heart awakens in such conditions where someone dies, and then this question comes about, Dr. Leitman. Many times, from a very young age, among youth, these questions arise, and then afterwards they awaken again. So you don't need to pounce on children to teach them the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's good that they grow up, develop, and then start learning it at a mature age. Semyon, usually children have such questions as why is there death? Dr. Leitman, of course, certainly. Everyone has these questions. But it's not necessarily a question about the meaning of life. It's simply children's questions that we need to calm down the children and satisfy them somewhat there and let them develop. Volga, VG, virtual group. Question. Good evening, Dr. Leitman. Dr. Leitman, good evening. Volga question. How does the point in the heart develop? How do we feel that? Dr. Leitman, a person who feels a very strong desire to understand why he is alive, what exists outside of his life, outside death, and how is the world built, how is the universe ordered, who controls and what controls the universe, and why and how does it work the way it does. If all those questions interest the person in a very serious way in life, where if he doesn't solve these questions and doesn't answer them, then he simply cannot live calmly, where nothing interests him in life, that he has such questions that simply don't have answers and he doesn't know why he's alive. If he has a serious attitude to the meaning of life, to the root of his soul, then, of course, such a person needs to be brought to the wisdom of Kabbalah to show him how he can and where he can find an answer to such a question. Question from the Turkish YouTube. How can we... Is it possible to say that if we understand our shattering, then the point in the heart awakens? Dr. Aitman, no. These are smart, clever questions about the breaking. Simply, if a person's interested in the meaning of life, who understands anything about the breaking? Maybe in high degrees where a person starts understanding, getting to know that he is built of this egoistic quality and the altruistic force sometimes awakens in him and he wants to work between them two. That still doesn't exist, Semyon. But you said that there are souls, individual souls, with the point in the heart awakening in them. Dr. Leitman, yes. Bishkek question. Good evening, Dr. Leitman, and the world clear. Dr. Leitman, please turn off your speaker. Can you hear? Question. I have a question. We know what it means to receive in this world. What is the difference between that and spirituality, Dr. Leitman? Spiritual reception is fulfillment in altruistic qualities, meaning to the extent in which I am in the quality of love and bestowal, I start feeling these qualities, that they will fulfill me. Vienna.
Hello, world. Here is Czechoslovakia and Vienna group together. Oh. We came here to support Yeshivat Chaverim board today. So the question is from Jirka. He has question if he is able to awake someone, a point in the heart who doesn't study Kabbalah.
Я ничего не понял.
Перевод, Илюша.
Перевод был вместе с этим, без этого. Сначала они пусть говорят, потом перевод. А так ничего не понятно.
Good morning, Raf. Here is Czechoslovakia group from yes. Vienna. We came here to support Yeshivat Chaverim. And the question is from Mirka. Can someone who study Kabbalah awaken point in the heart to other people who doesn't study Kabbalah?
В наше время все могут изучать Каббалу, кто только пожелает, без всяких ограничений.
Dr. Leitman, in our times, anyone who wants can study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and we make it such that we give answers to all the questions. That's what I can say.
Кого мы еще не
брали? Каунас. Каунас мы не
брали. Где? Каунас. А, Каунас.
Каунас.
Хорошо.
Добрый день, Рав. Добрый день, мировой климы. В принципе, хотели передать просто привет.
Hello, Dr. Leitman and the World Kli. We want to say hello from Kaunas, and we're grateful for this webinar. We have many people here, and we're watching these programs together. This is what I wanted to ask. Why is there suffering in the world? And in general, why does humanity suffer if that suffering doesn't influence the point in the heart directly? Maybe I'm mistaken, but I see many people suffering, but they don't have points in the heart. So why do they need to suffer? I understand those who understand and know the wisdom of Kabbalah, they understand why suffering is awakened in them, but why do others need to suffer? What does it give them? And what is the connection between that suffering and the awakening of the point in the heart? Thank you, Dr. Leitman. For that, you need to learn the structure of the general soul. The soul is one, and everyone is inside it as its parts. We are all detached from one another. From a long time ago, we crumbled. The ruin of the soul. How can we say that in the Russian? The sin of the soul of Adam Arishon that acts on all of us. In the soul, there are different degrees of coarseness of the ego. If you count them, there are 5 degrees from above downward. Otherwise, or in other words, there are different allocations of these according to qualities, and therefore it's hard to understand why each person has such a fate. It depends on the incarnation of souls, because we're always connecting with one another, integrating with one another. coming closer, moving far, further away. So it's impossible to explain how this entire system is connected in this mutual way, where it takes into consideration that initial state of ours, where we were all connected, and then we crumbled away from one another, and then we begin to regather gradually until our times and onward. And then we have a maximum of 200 more years. That's how much time we have left. 6,000 years has been allocated for this whole thing. And now we still have 200 years left, and we can finish it a lot earlier if that final goal will be that same connection as it was in the beginning. However, in addition to all of our efforts, where we all connect together, we will become completely similar to the upper force, to the light, to the creator. That's what I can say. And in that, each and every one has such a confusing fate, and it's unclear why these suffer and those don't, and these more and those less. For that, you need to understand the whole system, and then you will understand how it's completely perfect. And there is no favors or protections for anyone. That's on one hand. On the other hand, you also don't see all the incarnations of life. You don't understand what is with those and with the others, etc., etc. But each and every one, at the end, at the conclusion of the matter, can never say that it would have been better or it would have been worse. From the greatest Kabbalists all the way down to the simplest people who haven't even been born yet and don't even know how or why they exist. Nobody will be able to say that, no one will be able to blame the upper providence for injustice. I promise you, when you all see that same system, you will see how integral it is and how each and every point in its time, in its moment, directs us only to attain the completely perfect state. Azerbaijan. Hello, dear Dr. Leitman. Hello. We're very happy to see you. Here's the question. Robert Sapkowski, the famous biologist, said, in the middle of life, there's a very essential change of one's personality. With us, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, intends how does the individual development of the soul influence a person's personality? Dr. Leitman, we can influence the development of the soul of the entire system. It's actually one soul called Adam, and bring it to a state called Adam, human, meaning dome, similar to the creator. From, in Hebrew, the word Adam is from the word similar. And we can attain that through our efforts. And then we will progress not through influences of nature, which force us, push us with a stick, as it's called. But we can advance by ourselves, and then it will be faster. But that is the one kind of development that we have in our hands to do, to accelerate that development. And when we accelerate development, certainly we will dodge that stick that comes to hit us, just like that kid who comes to learn by himself or that is forced to learn. But our final state already exists in advance, and it is perfect. And we are in it. We just don't feel it. We need to go through that entire path to accumulate, gather certain states, experiences, emotions, until we feel that state. Semyon, that depends on us. Dr. Leitman, yes, it depends on us how much we gather together. Now, we are also before such gatherings like conventions. We have the convention coming up in the desert. We have the convention coming up here, which is close by here in Tel Aviv. And with these gatherings, and also when we're here now together with you, they accelerate our spiritual path a lot. So it's very important to do that. as much as we can. Almaty, question. Where, Dr. Leitman, why did they suddenly freeze? Almaty has frozen. Simeon, we wait. Dr. Leitman, maybe we move forward. We have another excerpt. Simeon, Boris, yes, we have a few questions from Facebook. Does the light hurt, Dr. Leitman? The light is very pleasant if you're ready for it. If you're unprepared for it, then it could be very painful. The light can give beatings, like a ray of light can burn, or it can heal. Simeon, what is the readiness to receive the light? Dr. Leitman, the readiness to receive the light is the readiness for connection, only that. According to how much we come closer to each other, we are ready, more ready for the influence of the light. We're more similar to it. If we do not come closer to each other, according to the conditions that have been given to us to do that, so the light influences us in any case, but we feel bad. All suffering in our life is as a result of surplus light, because we are unprepared for it and it pushes us sometimes. Simeon, do we need to come closer? Dr. Leitman, yes, we need to understand that only the closeness between us will bring us into correct adaptation to the light, and then we will be on a good path forward. Boris, Pavlov from YouTube is asking, what are the external expressions of the soul's development, Dr. Leitman? First of all, if we start connecting together, by that we give an opportunity for the light to expand upon among us, to weave us together. We start feeling it. We start receiving it, grasping it as fulfilling us. And in that we see its system, the system of connection between us, meaning the attainment of the structure of the soul. That is the most important thing for us. When we attain the structure of the soul, how it starts under the influence of the light, executing this circulation of the light in the soul, and then we have this revitalizing, we start feeling this dialogue with the Creator, where He is always changing the relationships between us, and how we can, through these connections that are changing between us, how we can respond to Him. That is the dialogue, that is the contact, that is our connection with the Creator. Simeon, another question. Does a person feel that he changed, a person who is developing in his soul? Dr. Leitman, of course, that happens very realistically. Simeon, and that's felt? Dr. Leitman, yes, that's in mutual connection between the Creator and the person. 1 minute, Moscow. Question.
Ничего не слышно.
Dr. Leitman, we don't hear anything.
Вы все должны перед тем, как думаете говорить.
All of you, before you even think about speaking, you first need to turn off your speaker, and secondly, check your microphone, double check it. And then afterwards, you can put up your hand, and then you can speak. You hear us? Yes. Question from Moscow. Hello. This is my question. I understood at the beginning that we gather in tens, and we start in a ten to develop our soul, until we feel that ascension and adhesion, as much as I depict these things to myself, we need to be one soul, one general soul of the entire group. That's how I grasp it in the meantime. And then what? Dr. Leitman. Then those tens will start gathering together, and you will start connecting that general soul until it will attain that initial state, that ideal state, where everyone will gather in one structure and the Creator will reveal inside it completely. Question, and that's how the whole of humanity needs to connect? Dr. Leitman, yes, of course. Once humanity was connected that way and then it shattered from that state. Question, so each person, as this individual part of the ten connects with them, and then we connect with the 10 as one. Dr. Leitman, yes. Question. And then all the 10s connect with each other. Our 10 becomes one part that needs to connect with the other 10s. Dr. Leitman. Question. And reach the next state. Dr. Leitman, yes. Okay, so we're moving on. Where are we going? Maybe St. Petersburg again. United Virtual Group. United Virtual Group 3. Question. Hello, Rav and the World Kli. I engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah for the last 10 years or so. You said that we have another 200 years. What does it mean, 200 years in relation to infinity? I've been studying for 10 years, life's flipped around since then, and so what's 200? So why should I accelerate the process? Dr. Leitman, we do not accelerate time, we accelerate our development. Therefore, we accelerate the attainment of that state of perfection. So what, you want to make this helpless life longer? What could it be better than the attainment of a complete, perfect state where you're connected completely with all the components of creation and with the Creator? There's nothing other than that. The attainment of completeness is the purpose of our development. And through accelerating this motion, you change the principle of development from the principle of development via suffering and blows to a different principle of development, of positive development, of yearning from yourself, by yourself, for that perfect state. That's the whole thing. Really, you could leave the wisdom of Kabbalah, not engage in anything, and not aspire for anything, like you say yourself. So, remain as you are. And then in another 200 years, you'd be forced with a stick to that same state, and everything will be okay. In any case, we will attain that state of the end of correction, Gmar Tikkun, and the complete fulfillment. Shaulai. Question.
No вопрос от ученика.
A question from a student who says that he came to study the wisdom of Kabbalah and he heard that our actions do not influence the spiritual world at all, and we just do these corporeal actions here. So the question is, do our corporeal actions influence the world? And if not, so what is the meaning of learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, Dr. Leitman? The purpose of our world is that a person who is detached from the spiritual world will be able to start correcting himself in this independent way, where he's in an independent state when I'm not in the spiritual world, so I can always choose how I can bestow, how can I influence it. Therefore, I am in the corporeal world, outside spirituality, in order to choose, in order to exist by myself. And then, when we'll want to enter that sensation of the spiritual world, we will be inside it. Sochi. A question. Are there any statistics of how many points in the heart there are in population? For example, in Sochi, there are 300,000 in population. How many points in the heart could awaken here? 300,000, Dr. Leitman. 300,000, like you said yourself, only that it wouldn't happen immediately, but gradually, according to layers. According to layers, those who are more sensitive to the question about the meaning of life and those who are less attracted to it, less sensitive to it, until those who are the least sensitive to it will also say, what is the meaning of life? We want to reveal it. Because It'll be felt.
This
feeling of eternity without fulfillment. You'll have this feeling of infinity on one hand, and on the other hand, you'll have the feeling of a lack of fulfillment, and that'll give a person great sorrow, semion, or envy, Dr. Eichmann. Or it could be envy too, right? St. Petersburg, question. You said that in the past it was the point in the heart awoke in unique individuals here and there, whereas now it's much more intensive. During the time of the Vilna Gaon, where the nation of Israel returned to Israel, is that connected to the awakening of the point in the heart in the masses? Dr. Leitman, that depends on the general development of the ego. The ego always grows. In the Jewish nation, the ego grew a long time ago, during the time of ancient Babylon, and therefore they revealed the wisdom of Kabbalah and all of its history, the whole past. That group that gathered, that Jewish nation, that was a gathering of all the nations that were in Babylon. And out of all those people, one nation gathered, which had a special ego that wanted to attain the upper world. They responded to the invitation of Abraham to enter such a development. Abraham himself was a part of them. He was also a Kohen, a priest, a Babylonian priest. And to the extent that they went after him, they progressed and developed spiritually. Why did they respond to his invitation? Because they had a big ego in relation to the other Babylonians. Today, that ego
in
those 2,000, 3,000 years since then have emerged in many more people, and we can see it in many people around the world, how they respond to that invitation. But still, there are those who are still here and there, our life is pressuring, and it seems that the wisdom of Kabbalah is not necessary, etc. But there are still a large amount of people who are interested in that, millions. I could say that when I travel the world and I'm in different places, I'm always meeting people who know me. Ah, you're from there, I know you, we listen to what you're saying. That's very interesting. Semyon, even a month ago. Dr. Leitman, a month ago I was in Greece and they knew me in a few places there. This landlord of this house that we rented, she said, I know you, you're from there, etc. And also here, where we came, we went to Kishinev, we went to a hotel, and the landlord there said, wow, I didn't expect you'd be coming to my hotel. It was also in South America and other places, so what do I want to say? There's a big amount of people who are interested in the development of the soul, and thus we need each and every one of you in your native language as much as possible. You need to, as much as possible, disseminate the wisdom on the internet, and you will see how much it will ease things for you. Each and every person that you will bring will work with you as if on this mutual problem that you have. Let us continue. Semyon. Question from Facebook. How does this situation of one soul shall teach one reveal to a person? Dr. Leitman, yes, it's written that one's soul shall teach one. What that means is that the light enters the soul, the quality of bestowal and love that develops in the person, that a person invites, that light acts on that particle in us, and then we start understanding how and to what extent we can progress, to what state one aspires and yearns for. The thing is, we don't see it in our world because our qualities are completely not connected with the integral nature, that one system of nature. We do not feel it. But when we start learning the wisdom of Kabbalah, we start feeling that integrality, how it acts. But only in a gradual way, over many, many, many years, nature, and especially of recent times, nature is developing and showing us its integrality, its interdependence, its completeness, how it acts towards us from every side, how it holds us, etc. So when you study the wisdom of Kabbalah, you start feeling that. That's this wondrous picture, and that's what holds the person. One understands that he's in this eternal picture. He doesn't perceive it, but he sees something of that, like a little kid who is in our world, but he still doesn't know it. Sophia, question.
Привет, у нас есть вопрос в Софии. Вопрос такой, как...
Hello, we have a question from Sophia. This is the question. How do our Reshimot, our informational genes, influence when the point in the heart awakens? On the awakening of the point in the heart and its development. Dr. Leitman, can you please repeat the question? Again, the question. How does the point in the heart, the awakening, how does the Reshimot influence the point in the heart and its development? Dr. Leitman. The thing is, the awakening of the point in the heart comes to expression in a person who aspires for the meaning of life, who has this question about the meaning of life. And then it appears as suffering, or a person finds a group, whether it's your group or another group. And then when a person integrates in the group, he advances faster. He starts developing and starts building the ground which is suitable around that point in the heart of his. And then he starts developing by himself. Questions awaken in him about his development and he answers them. Semyon, is the Reshimot connected to that? Dr. Leitman, that is the Reshimot. And each time that Reshimot renews in us. Semyon, you have another question there, Sophia? There is another question here from Facebook. You could say it's a bit of a side question. This person's asking. Saying that there are four levels of study of the Torah, 4 degrees. Dr. Leitman, yes, that's correct. The Torah, which you could say it's a book that's not understood, it depicts things in a story-like fashion. The Torah does have 4 degrees. Each one is deeper than the other. 4 degrees of the attainment of the Torah. And the wisdom of Kabbalah engages in that. It reveals the gradual attainment, the entrance into that code of the Torah. Vilnius, question. Continuing the question about the books, we have the book Attaining the Worlds Beyond has come out in Lithuanian, and during the convention, we're going to have a stand there. Our women are going to man that stand, and they're going to disseminate the stand. They're going to disseminate the book. So what should we say to all the people coming there? There's going to be many people coming there. How can we awaken their point in the heart? Dr. Leitman. When a person sees a book called Attaining the Worlds Beyond, so he needs to understand that It should light to him this new form of development, the development of his soul, spiritual development, and then he can understand how to exist in this world, how to educate children, how to raise them, how to what and why to live, what for to live, how to live. That book opens one's eyes. Try to transfer all of that to whoever comes to that book stand. And I hope that you would receive a response. And afterward, you will have new students, new friends. We have the World Academy of Kabbalah virtual group, the MAC virtual group. MACVG, question, good evening. The Creator is like my shade, my shadow in everything I do, and that's what I see against my eyes. Dr. Leitman, you always see the Creator. You don't see your friend. You don't see yourself at all. That's what we say, that a person sees himself. A person sees the Creator only in an opposite way, in a negative way. As much as one does not identify with the Creator, is not suited to him, therefore we say that the Creator is a person's shade, a shadow. Semyon, who do I see in this mirror? The Creator? Dr. Leitman, I talk about your actions, your thoughts, your feelings, and not about what you see in the mirror. It's better that you don't look in the mirror. Semyon, that's for sure. Dr. Leitman, let me say hello to our lovely women in Yoshka Ola. They're always with us.
Volga VG. Volga VG.
And we have Volga. Question. How can we compel the Creator to help us? Dr. Lehman, did you request from him and he refused?
Нелли Ульяновск, вы его просили, и он отказывается помогать вам.
Нелли Ульяновск, did you request from him and he didn't want to help you?
Так и сказал, что не хочет помогать вам.
Question, yes, Dr. Leitman, that's what he said, that he doesn't want to help?
Не чувствуется, что Question. Помогает.
It's unfelt that he helped. Dr. Leitman, and what did you do in order for him to help? You know what they say? The Creator helps only when a person is truly needy of help. Let's say you raise a huge, heavy sack on your shoulders and it's about to fall and you shout, cry out for people to help you, and that's when the Creator helps. Let's say you cannot simply just stand there and demand help, but you yourself need to start that work, and then you will see that you will be in a state which doesn't have any solution, and then you will come to a true cry for help, and that's when he will help. I promise you. Semyon, that's a great example. Simply a wonderful example. Bishkek. Bishkek already asked the question. Germany. Question. Hello, everyone. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Please say, what happens with the point in the heart if a person comes to the group, he's inspired, and after a bit of time of being in the group, he leaves? What happens with the point in the heart of his, Dr. Leitman? As usual, we have such results where if a person leaves the group, meaning that he returns himself to this lowest world, he leaves spiritual advancement. Usually that takes place because one's pride doesn't allow one to bow oneself down and integrate into the group. One needs to understand that the group that's before him, doesn't matter how small it appears to him, how ugly and lowly it does, he needs to bow down before it, enter it, be together with them, even lower than them. He needs to read what Rabash writes about integrating in the group. Semyon, maybe we'll let Bishkek ask the last question. Well, Bishkek. Bishkek, question. Thank you for letting us ask a question. Before I read a book, I listened to the talks with Semyon. Today I bought 4 volumes of... of the Eternal Book, Secrets of the Eternal Book. Are you going to continue running that program? That depends on Semyon. Semyon, firstly, there's going to be 12 volumes of that book. There's going to be 12 volumes of this book. They're talking about the Secrets of the Eternal Book, the equivalent of that in Russian. Can you say a few words about the World Kabbalah Convention? Dr. Leitman, I'm waiting for all of you to our convention. Everyone who wants to come, come. Read the announcements about it, read the website. You can participate physically or even from afar. I invite you all. You're not going to hear anything new there, but from the connection, from your participating in that connection, that will influence you. And in that, there is this concept of Or Makif, the surrounding light, which will influence us. And that's what will build this one common kli, the soul, where in it we'll be able to discover the upper light. To your success, we'll meet next week, and we'll also meet at our World Kabbalah Convention. To your health.